Okay, we are on Daf Lama Dalad. We are starting Lama Gimel Abayz on the bottom. Gufa. Gufa Lama Gimel Abayz about 7 lines up in the bottom. Gufa. Malikin Bapasu Beshemen Shel Truma Shenitmeis. We had this quoted before that one is allowed to use for fuel bread and oil of Truma that became Tameh. That's what the Tanakhama said before. We're not worried. As we mentioned, that a Kohen is allowed to get Hana from Truma Tameya if he by burning it. So the Brisa had said earlier that you're allowed to do that and you're not Choshesh that you're going to come and use it. Right? That's the issue that was just brought up about Hashina Latakala. So the Brisa says that you are not worried. You're allowed to use the bread and the oil because you're going to use it in a way, or you're going to store it in a way that you're not going to come to use it. The bread you're going to throw amongst the firewood. The oil you're going to put in a clean mos. Mention that other items would be a problem because we're worried about takala, like the fruit, the tutumva anavim. Says the Gemara, Abaya Amar Mishet Chizkiya Varava Amar Debe Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marsa Amar Avuna. These two rabbanon say Lo Shanu El Pas. What do you say that you're not worried about takala bread? Because bread you could throw amongst the firewood, and once you throw the bread into the firewood pile, it's going to get ruined, and therefore you're not going to come and use it. Avachiti Lo. But if you just have wheat that's not processed yet, so then you're not allowed to throw in there. Why? Hashem Yavo Ben Lidei Takala. It's not going to get ruined by just throwing it into that area with the firewood. So that's why you might come and use it, and you have to be choshesh that you will use it, eat it, which would be usher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chitim. Rabbi Yochanan is not worried. He says even chitim, the wheat kernels, you're allowed to throw there. It is okay. Says the Gemara, why isn't Rabbi Yochanan worried? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's a case where you're going to cook it up first, cook up the chitin, and then throw it there. Then it's going to become disgusting, and you're not going to be able to use it. Just like Ravashi said that in a different case, so too that ukimto we're going to use here for Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where it was cooked up, and you're going to throw it there. It's a question whether you're allowed to cook it up and ruin it. Rashi here says it happens. The heinim asos. Tosas on top says it's only if meusos kfar, but you're not allowed to actually do them. Other Rishonim may say maybe you're allowed to do it to lachanchila, but either way, that's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan's shita. So what's the nekudas machlokas here? The first opinion says you can't rely on this, even if you're cooking it up, it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan says only if you're going to be cooking it up. Says remember, it relates parallel to a machlokas that we had earlier back on Daf Yud Aleph, where we had a machlokas. What happens if you didn't do bedika at the time that you were supposed to do bedika? Should you do bedika la'achar zmani suro? So we had a machlokas on Daf Yud Amabez in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether you should do bedika betoch zmani suro or not. And the Gemara has said that according to the Mandarma that says, oh, so you shouldn't do bedika because you're worried that if you find the chametz, then you might come to eat it. So we don't want you to search for it at all. And the other Mandarma on the top of Yud Aleph said, no. What's the reason that you're allowed to? Because remember why? Because you're searching for it to destroy it, so you're not going to come to eat it. You're not doing this to get rid of it. That was a machlokas there. So some achronim point out that it's a parallel machlokas here. The only reason you're going to be cooking these chitim is to ruin it, so you can throw it into the firewood pile. So that's why that's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. So he's not worried about it. According to the Tanakhama, no, maybe he is worried. Just similar to that parallel machlokas that we had earlier. So says the Gemara, the Heicha Itmar de Rav Ashi. Where did Rav Ashi make this statement about the Shalikso Uma Ista? We said, just like Rav Ashi said it in a different context, so too we're going to relate it here. Aha, on the following, Dom Rabbi Avin Bar Rav Acha, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Abba Shaul, Gabal Shal Beis Rebbe Haya. Abba Shaul was the kneader with a K. The kneader of Beis Rebbe, v'hai he used to make the challahs. It was great, Abba Shaul challahs. V'hai you mechamin lo chamin bechitin shal truma tameya, and they used to cook up items, cook up chamin. Let's say the hot water that they used to use with chitim of truma tameya. They used to use that as firewood, wheat of truma tameya. La lushban isabatara. Even though they were going to be making challahs, and they were going to be considered tahor, but they weren't worried to use truma temeya chitin. So Gemara says, "Amai nechash duma asi behula deita kala." Why weren't they worried? Why were they worried that they were in the bakery and they were going to make these challahs and you had this truma tamei sitting there in the firewood? So why weren't they worried about takala, about coming to eat it while they were baking? So Rav Ashi b'shliksum ista. That's where Rav Ashi says, no, we're talking about a case where they used to ruin it before they used to use it for the firewood. So that's why we weren't worried that they were going to come asi de takala. Okay, so that's where Rav Ashi made his statement. There's a discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Mechamen brings it up. Because what is the simple reading of this Gemara? It says that Abishol was the kneader. Abishol was Yisrael. And he did it for Beis Rebbe. Rebbe was from Shevet Yehuda. Right? So it's basically all Yisraelim we're talking about here. And they're using Truma Temeya firewood. So isn't Truma Temeya? It's Mutter Bahana Alakonim. It's Aser Bahana Alazarim. Azar is not allowed to eat Truma Tahora. Azar is not allowed to even get benefit from Truma Temeya. So Tosfos wonders, why is this allowed? So Tosfos says, one second, which type of Hana is Yisrael not allowed to get? So Tosfos answers the questions before he asks it. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Lakonim shall be Srebi Hayu Osin. Really, it was only the Kohanim of Beis Rebbe who were using this bread. They were the only ones that got the Hana from this Truma Tamei that was being used as firewood. Dili Yisrael, Oshaya Ela Hana, She'ina Shel Kilui. A Yisrael is allowed to get benefit from Truma Tamei, but only like you're allowed to smell Truma Tamei, you're allowed to, be near it, get some type of Hana, but not Hana Shel Kilui. A Yisrael is not allowed to burn Truma Tamei in order to get benefit from it. Where do you know that from? Stosva says, Kamo Erev. He says, Oh, Erev de Ma'arvin, Yisrael Betruma. A Yisrael we had in Masechet Erev, you're allowed to use it for an Erev, because that's not a Hanah Shel Kilui. But a Hanah Shel Kilui, you're not allowed to. Why? As we know, Masechet Avodah Zarah there quotes a Mishnah in Shrumas, which says that if a Kohen has, let's say a Yisrael goes on a vacation, so he gives his pet to the Kohen to watch, or he gives the Kohen has the animal of the Yisrael, the Kohen is not allowed to give it Truma, even Truma Temeya. Why? Because that's benefit, Hanah Shel Kilui, destructive benefit, I know where the chametz is getting destroyed to an animal. That's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. So it says, you see from there, among other rayas, that Hana'a Shel Kilui is only allowed to a Kohen and not to a Yisrael. So how do you read our Gemara? It's Hana'a Shel Kilui is getting burned up in the firewood. So it's a simple answer. We're talking about the Kohenim of Beis Rebbe. That's one answer given in the Rishonim. From Rashi, you don't get that impression. Because Rashi, when the Gemara says, Mecham and Issa Batara, he goes out of his way to explain what's going on here. He explains on the first skinny line, Afal Pisha Rebbe Ochel Chulin Batara, they weren't Choshesh. It sounds like we're talking about Rebbe. It sounds like we're talking about everybody, not just the Kohanim of Beis Rebbe. So are there any other answers given to this question about, again, if you say that Hanash Shel Kili is Usser by Shumat Temeah for Yisraelim, so how did Abishol use this? So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz quotes this question, and he gives three different answers. This is quoted as the Tosfos Arash. I have it in mind as Rabbeinu Peretz. So see, first he quotes the first answer about the Kohanim. Then he quotes the second answer from Rav Moshe Mipantuzia. He says, Delo Kasha. He says a Chiddush here. He says, what's the biggest raya that Hanah Shel Kili is Asur? By giving it to the animals. Says Rav Moshe, quoted here in the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, maybe there is no Isser of Hanah Shel Kili by Truma Temeah to Yisraelim. The only problem is giving it to animals of Yisrael. Why? Because we know it says by Achilas Shuma, Kinyan Kaspo of a Kohen is allowed to eat. Nefesh ki Kinyan Kaspo, any nefesh that's Kinyan Kaspo of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. The Abadim Kananim are allowed to eat Truma. The wife of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. It says, Ramoshe, you find certain sources that animals are also called Nefashos. It says, Achasher Yachal Lachal Nefesh, the Gemara Beitza talks about maybe Nefashos includes animals. You're allowed to prepare food on Yantha for your animals. So says Ramoshe, the only din is that the animals of Yisrael are not allowed to eat it. Kinyan Kaspo of a Kohen is allowed to eat it, and Kinyan Kaspo of the Nefashos of a Kohen's family not only includes the family, it even includes the animals. The time of Darmina Dolayach Zenakar Shini Truma, Havim Shub to Behema Nefesh Ikri. Kidarmina Vizekles Beitza, Achashi Yachalachal Nefesh, Af Nefesh Temeya B'mashma. We don't mean that Behema has a Neshama, we're not getting into that issue. But it says, Nefashos, Vabemesh Yisrael Hi, Ubiina Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo Shal Kohen, Vahai Nefesh Lav Kinyan Kaspohu. But fundamentally, other types of Hanah Shel Kilui wouldn't be a problem. So firewood is okay. It's only the giving it to an animal is a problem. That is the second answer. It's a big chiddush. They have to look at all the other rayas to this idea, whether it's only dafka by animals or even by other Hanah Shel Kilui. Part of the third answer given is the Rash Bishans, also quoting Rabbeinu Peretz, and that says that maybe the whole Isser here is an Isser Drabanan. And if it's Nisa Derabanan, Hanoshal Kilois, maybe Litzarach Rabin, Rabbanu were Matir. And here you're doing it for the whole base Rebbe, so it is an Nisa Derabanan, but they were Matir it. Interesting, the Pnei Yeshua also asked the Kasha, and he says it must be it's Derabanan, but he doesn't go the next step and say, okay, because it's Derabanan, they Matir it Litzarach Rabin. He says it must be Derabanan, it must be a double Derabanan, he then says. And then it's a short mutter. It's a Derabanan, and it's Truma of Chutz Laretz. Or it's a Derabanan and some other type of ukimta that all became tummy midrabanan, some type of double drabanan. I guess he didn't want to suggest the possibility of, you know, it's a drabanan and they were matu it by one drabanan. He had to come up with a case of a double drabanan. Either way, though, there are three/four answers to this question of if Truma Tameya is Asr Hanash Kilui to Yisrael, how did this story take place? If it's only Tamei. Oh, Tamei Derabanan, it makes it worse. In a Chinami. So he comes at, you're right. So how did he suggest that if it's Tamei Derabanan, it'll make it worse? That's what he suggested. He says, Chitin Shal Truma Chutz Laretz, or, I must look me, but Truma Shinid Beis Aide Tuma Derabanan. Sorry, I don't understand. I think that's a, right? If it's only Tamei Derabanan, that makes it worse, because it's more of Kedushas Truma. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Okay. That is how you understand the story. As long as it becomes ma'us, it is okay. Just one more ha'ara that I saw the Karnei Re'im, one of the achronim in the back, says here, what does it say in our Gemara? Once it becomes ma'us, so then it's okay. You don't have to be worried about anything. But we had a Gemara earlier that, don't you have to be nifsalit or mafsilit me'achilas kelev in order to ruin it totally, and it loses its shem ochel? And all of a sudden here, all you need is ma'us. All you need it to be is disgusting. So one answer, he doesn't suggest this answer, but one answer might be, is just here we're not talking about losing its shame chametz, or shame truma, we're just talking about, when are you, we choshi, so you're not going to eat it. So we're just choshi, you're not going to eat it, so what, as long as it becomes a ma'os, that's enough. But I saw a chiddush quoted from B'Shem the Hart Tzvi, or Tzvi Pesach, quoted in the Biurei Hadaf, he suggests that maybe there's a difference if a food becomes nifsal, becomes ruined by itself, or you take an active part in ruining it. If something becomes nifsal by itself, so then maybe you need you have a very high standard to how much it has to get ruined. It has to really get ruined. It gets ruined by itself. But you, if you yourself are actively involved in ruining it, so maybe even just a little bit already shows as Megala Das that you're ruining it, and therefore it can become ruined in an easier fashion. So maybe he has that idea to be mechalik between Nifsal by itself and to be posla, which might have interesting halacha lemaisa repercussions in terms of being mafsal something that is roi lachila when it comes to Pesach. When you have chametz, that's roi lachila. If you want to ruin it, how much you have to ruin it in order to make it eno roi and that you don't violate on Pesach. Okay.
Is this related also to machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rav Zev Vezeh Goreim? Because
Is this related to Zev Vezeh Goreim? So you're heating the water with Truma Temeya. It might not be considered general hana. So okay, so maybe because related to you might have to hold Zev Vezeh Goreim is usser in order to this compared to get off the ground. Well, that's the thing. Even if you say Zev Vezeh Goreim is mutter, is there any way to say that this is more direct? Well, we said there that if the bread is in there at the moment, then it might be usser even if you say, because Zev Vezeh Goreim is only for the later time. So here you're getting hana from the water itself. So even if you say Zev Vezeh Goreim, it might be parallel to the case where the bread is in there. Right, the question is only Hanoah shel Kilei. I was thinking that. Do we only care about the chefs of Truma getting ruined, or if it's the Hanoah from that? So I think it's the Hanoah shel Kilei that we're upset about. But I'm not sure. It's a question. You might just say Zev Zekorim is Asr. Continues the Gemara. So the Gemara now has an omid and a half to discuss a little bit about Truma. Menachem said, when are we getting back to Yanei Pesachim? That's tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to get back to what can you use to make matzah, which type of grains. That we're going to get back tomorrow. But today we have a little bit of a discussion of the first omid about Truma Temeya, and then we're going to relate it back to something we had yesterday about if you have grapes that are Tamei, when you press them, how do you keep them Tahar? So that's what we're going to do, is bringing this whole thing to relate back to that. Interesting case here. Abaye Rav Bar Avin, Rav Chananya Bar Avin, Tanu Trumos, Bei Rabba. They were learning Mesechus Trumos in Rabba's Yeshiva. Right? They didn't hold of Dafyomi, skipped the Zerah Mesechus. You know, they learned every Mesechta Trumos. Well, those are Trumos in the Yeshiva. Pagabu, Rabba Bar Masna, and maybe they held him. They just did it on the side. Pagabu Rabba Bar Masna, and they met Rabba Bar Masna. Amar lahu, Ma'am Risa B'Trumas to Beimar. Ah, what did Rabba say about Masechus Trumas today? Tell me a chiddush in Masechus Trumas. Amar lahu, my kashlecha. What, do you have any specific problems? You know, don't just ask us a general kasha. If you have a problem, ask me a problem, and I'll give you an answer. So Amar lahu, yeah, I got a problem. Tanan, we should all have problems with Maseches Trumos. Amar lahu, Tanan, the Mishnah says in Trumos, Shesile Trumos, Shenitmu Vishasalon. Let's say you have stalks of Truma, some type of vegetable that has stalks, that became Tamei, they're Truma Tameya, and then you replanted the stalks. You put them back in the ground. Says the Mishnah, Tahorim Mila Tamei, they lose their status of Tuma, they're tahar from being tamei anymore, they're tahar, the asur milacho, but they're still usur to eat. That's going to be the phrase that we're going to talk about. Why are they still usur to eat? Who are they still usur to eat to? At this stage of the Gemara, we assume they're usur even to the Kohanim. That's the Havamina here. Meaning they're still truma tamei, and therefore we have a stira, minei ubei, from this brisha. What's this brisha talking about? The brisha first says they're tahar, and then it says the Kohanim still can't eat it. So says the Gemara, v'chi miachar de tahor milatamei, amai asur milacho. One second, if they're tahar, so then why are they usur to eat? Rather, should be tahor. If it's now truma tahora, if it loses its tuma because now it's smack in the ground, then it should be mutter. So Amrulei Hachayam Rabba, you're right. My asur and asurin lazarim. So he's answered. This was the question that he asked these rabbis who just came from Rabba's yeshiva. So they said, yeah, sure. Rabba gave shana in that mishnah. Rabba said asur means asur for zarim, meaning it's asur for non kohanim. But of course, kohanim could eat it because not only it becomes tahor truma. So says the Gemara. Now he asked them back. Umay kamashulon gidule truma truma. So what's the chiddush then of this mishnah? According to how you just said, Rav explains it. The chiddush is that if you put something into the ground, it becomes tahar, but it still remains truma. It was tummy truma, and now it's tahar truma because putting it into the ground just makes it tahar. Is that the chiddush of this mishnah? Because Yisrael still can't eat it. So Tanina, we already learned that in a different mishnah. Gidule truma truma. The gidulim, what grows from truma in the ground, is also considered truma, right? Baby trumas and grandbaby trumas. Well, at least when we're talking about baby trumas, that also has the status of truma. Truma has yichus, right? So therefore, says the Gemara, they say, so what's the chiddush of this mishnah then? Because we already know that from another mishnah. V'chi tema gidule gidulin. And if you want to say the chiddush of this mishnah is by the grandchildren of truma. Rashi explains here, let's say you put an onion into the ground, the bulb of an onion. That sprouts new bulbs, and out of those bulbs come other sprouts. So those sprouts are two steps removed from the original item put in the ground. Gidule gidulin, growths of growths. So maybe that's the chiddush, that even growths of growths, truma is transferred two generations, not just the first generation. So says the Gemara, we also know that already. Umay kamashlan, what's the chiddush? To teach me bedavar she'in zaro kala, to teach me that the gidule gidulin still have the status of truma by a case where the item that you put in the ground does not disintegrate. There are two kinds of seeds that the Seder Zoram talk about. Type of seeds that you put in the ground, they disintegrate when you put it into the ground, and then it grows. The Bali Musar talk about this a lot. How you put a seed into the ground, first it becomes a nothing, and then it grows. It's nefila, kinafalti kamti. That's what you learn from many types of seeds. They get destroyed, and then they grow. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria. But other types, no, they remain there, and they just grow. From the item that you put into the ground, it grows from there. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a case of davar she'ein zaro kala. So is that the chiddush of this Mishnah? By a davar she'ein zaro kala, where the item stays in the ground and grows, that the double generation removed from that, the Gidul Gidulin or Asur, Hanami Tanina, we also learned that in a different Mishnah. So that also can't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. What Mishnah? By Tevel. And we compare Tevel to Truma. HaTevel Gidulav Mutarin B'davar Shezaro Kala. Let's say you have Tevel. What's Tevel? Tevel is something that, right, you grows from the ground and you haven't taken off Truma Samaisers yet. But here we're not talking about just Stam Tevel that grew. We're talking about grains that you already not only grew, but you gathered it and you brought it into your house, and there was a chiv trumusu maisrus that came on this tevel. It's not just something that grows in the ground where you're allowed to eat a snack. You're allowed to eat what's called achilas arai. But you're talking about, let's say you have tevel that's already in your home, and you take that tevel out and plant it, says the Mishnah, Mutavin bedavar shezaro kala. If the item, if the tevel that you put is planted to the ground, the item that you put in does get destroyed, it's zaro kala, and then it grows, the gidulin or mutter. Aval b'davar she'ein zaro kala, but if an item that stays in the ground, the principle, stays in the ground, afili gidulin, gidulin asurin b'achila. So you see from there, you know, by a davar she'ein zaro kala, even gidulin, gidulin asur. So again, why should this be the pshat of this original Mishnah? So that's the kasha that he asked. So they haven't asked a contradiction yet. They're just asking, we know this idea already from this other Mishnah. So, and the, by the way, some point out, even though we're pointing that from Tevel to Truma, it's more like a Kalvachomer. Because by Truma, even by Zarokala, we're going to be Machmer by the Gidulin. And by Tevel, it's only by Ein Zarokala, so it's like a Kol Shekein. If an Ein Zarokala by Tevel is Aser, surely, by Truma. But either way, we're comparing Tevel to Truma. So Ishtiku. So they didn't know, they didn't have an answer. You're right, you know, according to our Rebbe's definition, according to Rabbi's explanation of the Mishnah, we don't know why we couldn't have known it from the other Mishnah. So Amalei Midi Sham Lecha Baha. So do you have an answer? They said, do you have an answer? So Amalei Hu. He says, yeah. Hachi Amar Fshashis. I have a different shot of that Mishnah. Okay, this is the third try. Again, what's the case in the Mishnah, the original Mishnah? You have Truma Temeya. You replanted it. And the Mishnah says, you replanted it, now it's Tahar, but it still cannot be eaten. So who can't eat it? So we said, it doesn't mean the Kohanim can't eat it, but it says it's Tahar, so why not? So then we've just said, Yisraelim can't eat it, it retains the status of Truma. But then we said, that's no Chiddush, we already know that from other Mishnahs. So now we have a third shot. What's going on in the Mishnah? Rav Sheshes, Hachi Amar, Rav Sheshes, my Asurin L'Kohanim. Back to the first possibility. It's also for the Kohanim. Why? New Din, Ho V'Ifsululu B'Hesach Hadas. A new din of Hesach Hadas. If your mind goes off of the Truma, this is also a halacha by Hekdesh, as we'll see. If your mind goes off to the Truma, off of the Truma or the Hekdesh for a certain amount of time, so that's a lack of Shmira in the Kedushas Truma v'Hekdesh, and it becomes Pasal. This is a Nifsal v'Hesach Hadas. Right? This is a Rashi said, it's based on the Psukim by Truma, Es Mishmeres Truma Osai. Shmira by Truma and Shmira by Kachim is a din that you have to actually guard it. It has to always be on your mind, and therefore if it's not in your mind, it's Nifsal Behesach Hadas. The Ramban at the beginning of Chulin says that anything, that's what Shmira means. Shmira means a high level that you don't allow it, we mentioned this I think once before, you don't even allow it to get to a state of Suffolk. That's what Shmira means. Shmira means Vadai okay. You don't even let it get to a state of Suffolk. So that's what this Mishnah is talking about. That, yes, it's Tahar, but it's Nifsal Behesach Hadas. When did you have the Hesach Hadas here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Behesach Hadas, kishenitzmeu mitchila, hisiach daito mayem shuv l'shomron." It must be, says Rashi, when it became tamei in the first place, you probably didn't guard it well because it was ready tamei, and now you planted it, but it was nifzal mayechil hadas beforehand. Right? That's what nifzal mayechil hadas the second that it became tamei. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's Rashi talking about? Why doesn't Rashi just say pashut? What do you mean? Even if it became tamei, you might still be watching it. It was nifzal mayechil hadas when you planted it. When you planted it, says the Pnei Yeshua. He says, Lulei demid delei derashi pirish otherwise. I think the pshat is when you planted it, so now you have a Hesach Hadas. You go away, you leave it. So you're not thinking about it anymore. That's why he loses his Kedushas Truma. He loses his Kedushas Truma because now it's Nifsal when you go away from this plant.
How does it become Tamei once it's planted?
How does it become Tamei? So it's not Tamei, it's Nifsal. It's not Tamei anymore, but it's Nifsal by Achilas Hadas. It loses its Kedushas Truma because
you...
It was tamei before you planted it, so it becomes tahar in the ground, but it still cannot be eaten because it's nifsal ba'achilas hadas. I saw just one ha'ara that in the it's not shlosh yom yet, but it's about 45 days or so in the siach agrid in the haggadah they put out from Rav Soloveitchik, they write by tzafun, right? Tzafun is the afikomen. You have to hide the afikomen after you cut the matzahs before the haggadah. V'yomer Rav Grach Zatzal, he quotes Rav Chaim, the time shazarach latmina, why do you have to do tzafun? So he says it's not only to hide it from the kids. Why else do you have to do tzafun? Hayinu mishum da afikomen hi zecher l'karban pesach. The afikomen is a zecher to the karban pesach, right? That's why it has to be eaten ala sova, so many halachas apply by the karban pesach. V'tzarach shetehei ha-matzah dumya the karban pesach. And we have to treat the matzah like karban pesach. The karban pesach hu kachim. V'nifsal behesach hadas. Psachim lamed aleph. Right? You have kachim as a din in hesach hadas. And therefore you have to cover it so that you don't have a hesach hadas from it. So I thought it was interesting that it's nowadays it's like just the opposite. When you hide it and then you lose it and you have a you have to cover it and that gives you a hesach hadas. But really the point is that you should cover it so you don't have a hesach hadas. I guess according to this you could hide it and then just like pretend like there's another matzah like and hide that and pretend that's the afikomen. If you want the kids to still get the enjoyment of taking the afikomen, maybe you could take the real one and just put it somewhere where you don't have a hesach hadas from it. So you can kaim that Reb Chaim and let's give another one for them to enjoy. Okay, so nifsal ba'achilas behesach hadas. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. So ha'nicha, says the Gemara, how do you understand this din of psul behesach hadas? Ha'nicha l'man d'amar hesach hadas psul haguf havi shapir. That's okay, everything works out if Hesach Hadas means was a inherent psul, if you have a Hesach Hadas, the Rabbanan were vadai, so machlokas, whether it's a dinda rice or a dinda Rabbanan, let's assume it's a dinda Rabbanan, the Rabbanan pasul this inherently. Once you have a Hesach Hadas, it's period, it's pasul. Elamant amar Hesach Hadas psul tumahave, but if you say Hesach Hadas is just a psul because it might have become tamay in the interim, so then ma'ikal amemar. So then, it shouldn't work in our case. Because, again, there are two ways to understand the Pesul of Hesach Hadas. Did the Rabbanan say it's Vadai Tame, it's Vadai Pasul, because you weren't thinking about it, it was Hesach Hadas? Or maybe the Rabbanan, according to another sheet, that we said, no, the Rabbanan said it's Pasul because it might have become Tame. But Lu Yitzuyu, you would know it didn't become Tame. It's not a Pesul inherently, per se, of Hesach Hadas. It's just that it might have become Tame. So says the Gemara now, we're about to ask, if it might have become Tame, then it shouldn't be a problem here. Why? Because you planted it. If you planted it, then that removes tuma. So if the whole psul of Hesach Hadas is based on the chashash tuma, then you shouldn't have a problem here. And then we're back to our original question. Maybe that's why Rashi says his pshat about it's about when it was earlier, when it became your nisah Hesach Hadas was earlier because this Gemara's question. Just thought about that now. To itzmar Hesach Hadas machlos Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How to understand this halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Reb Sol Tuma Havi. Rabbi Yochanan says it's all about because you're worried that it might have become tame. Rishim Ben Lakish Reb Sol Aguf Havi. It's an inherent psul. Rabbi Yochanan Reb Sol Tuma Havi. Rabbi Yochanan Afkamina. Rabbi Yochanan says it's psul tuma. Shem Yovel Yovi Yitarena Shomilo. And if Elio and Avi would come and say it didn't become tame, we listen to him. And there's no psul inherently of Hesach Hadas. It's just that we're worried that it became tame. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if Elio and Avi comes, would listen to him. Rabbi Shlakish says, "No, it's inherent psul haguf. And if the Yoli Navi would come, we would not listen to him because it's inherently psul. Once Chazal said it's psul, it's psul. Doesn't matter if the Yoli Navi comes or not. Period. There is a Maritz Chayis in Yevamos that also says similarly to this line. What are Eliyahu Navi's powers? He can't change dinim." What's the machlokas here? Why would Rabbi Shlakish not listen to Eliyahu Navi and Rabbi Yochanan listen to Eliyahu Navi? So in Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph, the case there is being machalik between a woman that you don't know if she's royally Yibam or not. You don't know who died first. That's one case. And then where it says, for that, Eliyahu Navi would be able to come and tell us. Versus a case where the Gemara there is about the issue of Havchana, where you have to, the halacha is, Din Rabbanan, you have to have 3 months in between a marriage or a connection between two women. After Chalitza, you have to wait 3 months to know who the father is. We want to make sure we know who the father is. We don't want a woman who just got divorced to get married a month later, because then if she has a baby 7 months later, you're not going to know who the true father is. That's the Din of Havchana. The Din of Havchana applies, though, in all cases. Even if the woman we know for sure has not lived with her husband for a year, the husband's been in jail, the husband's been sick, or she's a katana, whatever the case is, even if we know for sure she's not pregnant, still the din of Havchana applies. After a chalitza, after a divorce, after a death, all those cases, that's the din of Havchana. Says the Gemara, in a case where you don't know if a woman is royally Yibam or not, then you'll trust Eliyahu HaNavi. But in a case by the Havchana, even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says she's not pregnant, we're still not going to listen to him. So says the Maritz Chayis, that's exactly the same idea as here. Eliyahu HaNavi could tell us realities, but he can't change dinim that exist on a vadai level. So in a case where we don't know what happens, so okay, we'll trust Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi's going to tell us, right? We don't know whose shirt this is. They're both arguing about it. He'll tell us whose shirt it is. But in a case where, like here, it's a psul haguf, it's not just a chashash something. It's a psul, or the din of Havchana. It's a din vadai. The Rabbanan made it. So that Eliyahu HaNavi's not going to tell us. He's not going to be able to change dinim. He's just going to be mevarer certain mitzvahs. Well, I'm sorry. She could tell us. Eliyahu HaNavi could tell us she wasn't pregnant. But you already see it was a gzeira of lo plug. You already see that because there are cases we know vade she wasn't pregnant, and we still have the din, right? So that's why you see that it's a din vade like here. It's a psul haguf. Says the Gemara. So we're going to get off on a little tangent here about this machlokas psul haguf or psul tuma, and then we're going to get back to how to read the Gemara, how to understand that original Mishnah, which we have a problem with according to one opinion. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Eisvei Shlakish Rabbi Yisrael Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer Lu Katan Haya Ben Kevesh Lemizbeach. There was a little hole in the grounds, right where the ramp was on the south side of the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, going up to the south side. So on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, right where the ramp met the Mizbeach, in the bottom there was a little hole in the ground there. There was a little lull there. On the west side, closer to the Kodesh Kadashim, Sheshama Yizorkim Sule Chatas Ha'of. That's where they used to throw a Chatas Ha'of, a bird that was brought as a carbon Chatas. It was the Avoda was done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. That's where the chadas oaf was done. As I mentioned yesterday, the zrikos of the carbon chadas were done above, but by birds, everything is opposite. By ofos, by animals, chadas are above, and ofos are below. By olos, it's the opposite. By olos, for whatever reason, by olos, the zrikos are above, and the animals are below the chutas sikra. So the action of the chadas oaf happened on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. So what happened if it became possible for some reason? They didn't do the malika properly, whatever the reason is. So you throw the bird in there, the tu'ubar tsurasan, and you have to wait till it becomes, tu'ubar tsurasan literally means its form gets changed. That's the phrase that the Gemara uses whenever the Gemara wants to say that you want to wait for it to go through a night, and then it'll be Asr Misham Lina, a carbon that waited until after its time period. Asr Misham Lima, that means Tuvat Sarasan, and it'll totally become Vade Pasol, V'yozla Beis Asreif, and then you'll go and burn it. You'll take it out of the lul, and you'll go and burn it. So, what did this Brisa say? Something became Pasol, but for some reason, usually if something becomes Pasol, you could burn it right away. You don't have to wait for the next day. So we must be talking about something here that's not Vadai Pasol. It must be that we think it might be Pasol, but therefore you have to make sure it's Pasol. That's why you have to wait till the next day and burn it. So what are we talking about here? E Amrit Bishlam Psol Tumahave. If we're talking about, if we say that the psul here we're talking about, it must have been the psul of the Hesachadas. That's what we assume is going on here. Psul of the Hesachadas, and if you say the psul of the Hesachadas is based on a chashash tumah, so we understand. It's not Vadai problem, it's because it might have become tameh, but you can't burn it just based on a maybe, so that's why you have to wait till the next day. Because maybe in the interim Elyonav is going to come, maybe it's not a Friday, Elyonav is going to come, and he's going to tell us it's not tameh. But if you say, Hesachadas is a psul aguf, so then lamali ibar tsura. So then why do you have to wait? It's a vade, it's just like any other psul. Right, vahatzna, we learned, it should be a vahatanya, we learned it a braisa, zehaklau, kol she psula bagufo yisar miyad. If you ever have a problem per se with meat, with a chicken, with a bird, you have to burn it right away. So if it's a psul aguf, what are you waiting for? Or, just finish the line, but dambo bailam tu bretsirasa vesel besesrefa. If you have a problem with the blood, let's say something happened with the blood, not with the meat, or with the owner became tamei, let's say you have a carbon pesach, and the owner became tamei, so you know this carbon pesach is not going to be eaten. So, in that case, what do? So you can't burn it yet, you know it's going to, you know you have to wait, you have to wait till the next day, so it becomes nosar, and then you have to burn it. So what do you see from this brisa? That it must be that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, it must be that Hesachadas is a psul of chashash tumah, not a psul gufo, because why else would you have to wait? So Amalei Reish Lakish answers, no. Hi Tana, Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuahu, the Amra Afilu Pigol Ta'anu Yibert Surah. No. You know a psul, this isn't about the psul of Hesachadas. This is about pigol. Pigol, what's pigol? Again, but you had the Kohen, this pigol or psul, the Kohen thinks b'shash shchita that he's going to either sprinkle the blood or eat the carbon chutz lizmano of the time of the carbon, and the carbon becomes nifsal there. So there too, there are some opinions that say that's not a psul in the basar itself. So also there, you have to wait. You have to wait till the next day. So maybe this brisa has something to do with the psul of Hesachadas. It's about pigol, period. Next kasha, Eisvei, another kasha that they asked on each other, Nitzma, Oshin, Nitzal HaBasar, Oshi Yasa Chus L'Kelayim, let's say Basar became Tamei, or it became Pasol, we don't know what that is, or it went, so Yotze, it went out of the Kelayim, Kashi Kashim can only be eaten in the Azara, if it goes out of the Azara, the walls of the Azara becomes Nifsal B'Yotze, it's Nifsal B'Yotze. So what's the halacha by all these cases? So the Basar, the problem with the basar, so do you still do the zrika? You know the basar is not going to be able to be eaten. So do you still do the zrika sadam? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Yezer Omer Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok. Rabbi Yezer says you still sprinkle the dam. You still pour the dam. Why? Because we're going to have later on in Maseches Pesachim. So he's on the side. Lakaman Ayin Zayin. Afa Bishein Basar. Rabbi Yezer says you could do zrika sadam even if the basar is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok. No, you're not allowed to do the zrika because im ein basar ein dam. That's the language of the Mishnah later on. Umodir Rabbi Yeshua, but the Mishnah, Mishnah ends off. Umodir Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zara Kurtza. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you did do the Zrika Sadam, then the tzitz is Maratza. Kurtza, as we had before, the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol just wearing that beged, the tzitz on his forehead, that's Mechaper, and that cleanses certain psulim, and Kapara is still achieved. So says the Gemara, my nifsal. What does nifsal mean in this braisa? La behesachadas? Doesn't it mean hesachadas? Because what other psul would it be talking about? So if it's talking about hesachadas, which understanding of hesachadas? I amar bishlam psulei tomahave. If again, how do you understand the psul of hesachadas? Is it just a chash that it became tameh? Or is it an inherent psul, even if you know for sure it didn't become tameh? If you say it's a psul of tumah, sahayna mishkachas adamarati tzitz, then I understand. We know risui tzitz, We mentioned it last week or whenever the first time we had this was. Rizitzis helps for problems of tuma and tara. If something's tame, then the tzitzis is maratzah. It's okay. So that's why nifsal here. So if it's a chash tuma, then you understand that the tzitzis can be maratzah. But if it's a psul haguf, nothing to do with tuma and tara. So how can the tzitzis be maratzah on a psul haguf? The tzitzis is only maratzah on tuma. So the Gemara answers, my nifsal, no. You're right, it's talking about tumah, but not tumah of hesach hadas. My nifsal b'tful yom. It means a tful yom. Touch. What's a tful yom? Somebody who was tamei, who went to the mikvah, who's waiting for sunset in order to become fully tahar, in order to be able to eat truma that night. And he has to, if sometimes a tful yom has to bring a carbon the next day, that's a mechusa kippurim. But if a tful yom touches this carbon, that's the nifsal, that's what we're talking about here. So the Gemara says, yachi hainu tamei. So that's tamei. That's, it says tummy in the first phrase of the Mishnah. So trei gavni tummy, right? It means it became more serious tumma or lower level tumma. That's what it means. But really, again, it's not talking about the psul of hesach hadas. Period. So this is the end of the hesach hadas section of the Gemara, which we brought in because we were asking Akasha on the previous Mishnah. The Gemara Rashi here points out, and Tosfos also, the assumption is that the tzitz can only be maratza on tumma. But there's another psul listed here. Forget nifsal abasar. What about yotzei? Yotzei chus l'kalayim. Is that the tzitz maratza even on Yosei? So how does that work? That's not tuma. So the Rashi already is bothered by that. He says it must be that this opinion holds that Hoil v'abaser be'envil psul Yosei psul machmas davar acharu. Yosei is not like the other types of psulim. Again, other type of psulim, the basar becomes tame, the basar becomes nifsal in some way. Something's wrong with the basar. Here, what's the psul of Yosei? It's problem because of where it went. So Yotzei also might be a different kind of psul. It's psul machmas davar acher, Rashi calls it. So again, that also might have different rules, and that's why the tzitz would be able to be maratzah here, even though it's not a problem of tumah. That's what Rashi alludes to, and Tosfos also talks about it. But we're going to move on.
It's like Rashi said, if you can't eat something, right, there's no
tumah
greater than that.
Rashi had said, if something's usser mida oraisa, we had in that shita, there's no tumah greater than that. But then you could say by every psul. Like every psul, it's tamei, but we know this is only maratza on tamei. But you're right, on a certain level, maybe it's along those ideas. Okay, there's a nice Emes Yaakov on Hesach Hadas, but if at the end remind me that we'll mention it. So, period. Now we're back to the sugya that we mentioned before. What were we talking about on Amud Aleph? Remember, we had a Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas said that if you have Truma Tameya and you replanted it, the stalk of Truma Tameya, you replanted it, it said it's tahar, but you still can't eat it. So, what do you mean? If it's tar, who can't eat it? So the Gemara said, maybe the Kohen can't eat it. Why can't the Kohen eat it? It's tar. So we said, oh, the Yisrael can't eat it. Yisrael can't eat it because it's still called Truma. So we said, but we know that already from other Mishnayos and Trumas. So we said, maybe it's the Kohen can't eat it because it will nifsal b'hesach hadas. That was try number three. But then we said, that doesn't work. That only works for one of the opinions of psul of hesach hadas, not for the other opinion. So we're going to have a fourth idea. What's the pshat of that Mishnah? So, here we go. Kisalik Ravin, let's write it to Rabbi Yirmiyo. When Ravin came, he quoted this statement of Rav Sheshes, who said the last one, that is based on Hesach Hadas, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyo. The Yomer, Rabbi Yirmiyo said, Bavli tipshoi, mishum diyasvi ba'ar dachashocha, amrisun shmaisa de machashchu. The silly, the foolish Babylonians, those who sit in the dark lands, because Bava was low down, it got dark, it was dark there, that's what they called it dark, they say dark statements, meaning statements that are not clear. So, lo shami lechu, I have a different shot of that Mishnah. Lo shami lechu, hadar Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'shved Raboshia, didn't you hear what Rish Lakish said in the name of Raboshia? Mei hachag shen, and based on this, what he's about to say, the parallel halacha is going to be in the pshat of that Mishnah. Mei hachag shenitzma'u. What's mei hachag? We know one time a year, water was poured on the Mizbeach. On Sukkot, you have they went down to the Shiloach, and they did what's called Nisach HaMayim. They got water from the Shiloach, they brought it up, and they poured it on the Mizbeach. The whole year they did Nisach HaYayin, on Sukkot they did Nisach HaMayim. So mei hachag shenitzma'u. Let's say they got water from the Shiloach, and it became Tamei. And it became Tamei. So what do you do? So Hishikon, and Rashi explains here, let's say it's Erev Shabbos. It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos and Sukkot. You can't go get more water because it's outside the Erev and you won't be able to bring water. So you have to work with the water that you have, but it's Tamei. So how can you be Mitzar of this water? So there's a halacha that even though generally food or drinks, there's no way to make them Tahar once they're Tamei, water you have an option. What's the option by water? If you have tummy water, you touch it to a mikvah. If you touch, if you connect, you do hashaka, literally means to kiss. If you touch, by hashaka, zriya, same thing, hashaka, zriya are used interchangeably in the Gemara. Hashaka is you kiss the two waters, or zriya means you replant them. You're like putting it back to its source. If you connect tummy water to a mikvah, it becomes tahar. So meyachag shenitmu, if you have the waters, the meyachag that you got for the nisach hamayim that became tamei, so hishikan v'achirech hekdishin tahorin. If you were mashik, if you connected this tummy water to the spring in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you were makdish it, meaning you weren't makdish the water originally, tahorin, then the hashaka works. But hekdishan v'achirech hishika tamein, but once it had the status of hekdish, you were makdish the water before, you put it into a kli sharis beforehand, and then you want to be matarit tamein, it doesn't work. So says the Gemara, michdi, zriya ninu. Either way, you're connecting it to a mikvah. So who cares? What's the difference about the order? Mali hishikan v'achach hikdishan, mali hikdishan v'achach hishikan. What's the difference? Why? Just because it had the status of hektish first, could you not make it tahar? So Alma, what do you see? Says Rav Yirmiyah, ain't zriyah hektish. What do you see? There's a special chumrah by kedushas hektish. You don't allow certain things. You don't allow a certain halacha to take place, even though logically it shouldn't be a difference. Once something has the status of hektish, you have chumras, and this is a chumrah and a maila of hektish. That's what we're not going to allow you to be metahir the water once it's hukdash. Hachanami, so it's the same shot of our Mishnah. Ein zriya l'truma, you're right, maker adin, you plant this truma tameya, it's tahar and anybody can eat it. But it's a chumrah, we're going to say the kohanim can't eat it because it's a chumrah in the maila of truma. Not just like we have a maila of hektish, we have a maila of truma. So that's a fourth shot of what the, how do you understand that original Mishnah from Trumos. Yes, Rav Dimi v'Karmelo Hashmaitza, Amalei Abaya. Abaya had a suffix about this idea. Remember, what did we just say about this, about the Mehachag? If you were makdish it before you want to be mashik it, you sanctified it before you want to be mitarit in the mikvah, so then you're not, doesn't work. So what type of hektish did you do originally? Did the Rabbanan then say you can't be mitaharit? Because there are two ways to be makdish something. Either in a kli, you put the water in a kli sharis, that's makdish it, or even just bepeh. You say, this water has kedushas mikdash now. So which one did you do? So Abaya has the suffix. Amar Abaya, hektishim bekli kamar. Did Chazal, did the Rabbanan say, only after you makdish it in a kli sharis, could you not be mitaharit afterwards? Alvo bepeh lo avid Rabbanan mailah. But if you were just makdish it bepeh, they didn't make a maila, and therefore you would be able to be mitzaharit. Ol dilma bepeh nami av rabbanah maila. Or even if you just had hakdasha bepeh, you would still be able. The rabbanan still said you weren't allowed to do it afterwards. Again, it's interesting. Kedushas peh and kedushas bekli lachorah gets the same results. It's both hakdash, it's both hektish. But still, the way that you did it, there seems to be a difference in the way that you're makdish something. If you did it bepeh, or you did it bekli. So, Amar Lei Zulo Shamati, I didn't hear a specific answer about your question. Kayosi Bashamati, but I heard a parallel which could help answer. The Amar Rabbi Yvonne Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, this now relates back to what we had yesterday. Anavim shenitzmu dar. Let's say you have grapes that became tamei, and you want to use the oil, the juice, the grape juice in it for nisach hayayin. So, and it became tamei. So, what do you do? So, the same chilik. Darchan v'achach hikdishan. If you want to press them and get the grape juice out before you makdish them, you only makdish it afterwards to horim. So that could be mitar them. Hikdishan v'achach darchan tamein. But if you makdish them first, it doesn't work. Same kind of chilik as we had by the mehachag. But he. Here, says the Gemara, grapes can't become kadosh in a kli sharis because it's not roy for a kli sharis. Even if grapes are sitting in a kli sharis, it does not achieve kedusha through a kli sharis. It can only achieve kedusha through kedushas peh. So doesn't this prove that this maila done by truma and by hektish is even by kedushas peh and not just by kedushas kli? So doesn't this prove that even if you're smakdish it with your mouth, not with a kli, the rabbanan still said that you can't be mitaharit? So Amar Rav Yosef, no, anavim ka'amrit. You're bringing me a raya from anavim? No, it might be because there it's impossible. Don't bring me a raya from a case where it's impossible to a case where it's possible. Hacha b'anavim shel truma askinon. The kedushas peh to kedushas kli damya. All you can do by grapes and by truma is kedushas peh. There's no such thing as kedushas kli when it comes to truma. So that's where you're going to say kedushas peh achieves the level of kedusha, and after that we say you can't be matarid anymore. Aval hani deboy kli, but cases by kachim that you would require a kli, but pelo over rabbanu mailo. It could be that when you do the lower level kedushas peh, it would not. The Rabbanan did not say that you can't be matarit afterwards. The chumrah only applies by kedushas kli and not by kedushas peh. Okay, so that we just had a chilek What did we just say? The last 5-6 lines. Again, there's a special Mailah and Chumrah, the Rabbanan said, by Truma and by Kachim, that in certain cases, even if they become Tameh, you're not allowed to be Metaharit it afterwards, if it has full Kedusha. And we said maybe that's limited to a case where you are Makdashit, Bekli, and not Bepeh. Finishing up, related to what we said yesterday, so we quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Anavim, grapes that became Tamei, you could press them, and then the grape juice inside is Tahar. So the Gemara says, Zorachan afilu tuva, is that even if you press 1,000 grapes together? Omiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? But we had Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Anavim shenitzmu, darchan pachas vachan vika beitza. We said yesterday that if you squeeze the grapes a lot at once, so then the tuma of the grape is going to pass on to the grape juice that squeezes out. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean that you could just squeeze them without any limits? So the Gemara says, either way, you're right. What we're referring to here is if you do it little by little, or maybe there's a difference in the cases. Where does he say you have to squeeze it out little by little? That's only if a Rishon Latoma touch the grapes. The Habi Luhu Inu Sheni. So the grapes are Sheni, so they can make the liquid coming out as Tameh. Because as we said, what do you mean? There's no Shlishi B'chulin. There's no Shalisha B'chulin. So the answer is that, no, remember we said there's a Didrabanan that all Mashkin become a Rishon. Any Mashkin that the Midrabanan becomes a Rishon, a Zera Mishum, the Mashkin of Azov. So that's where you have to do it little by little, because there's a chance that it can make a Tameh. Hacha, Denagi B'Sheni, here, it's where Sheni touched the grapes. The Havidu Shlishi, so the grapes are a Shlishi. The grapes are a Shlishi, so the only thing that could affect is Hektish, so that's why you could do it all at once, because it's not gonna be Tameh. Okay, so far so good? Let's continue. Amar Rav, Afanana Mitanina. We have another case where we see there was a Mailah done to, in certain cases of Hektish and where it's not Maker Adin, it was just an extra Chumer added on. Afanana Mitanina. It says at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, V'nasan Olav Mayim Chayim Al Keli. The water that you mix with the ashes of the Para Aduma in the Peol, it says you have to bring Mayim Chayim, alive water. So we darshan from that Pasuk, Shetei Chiyusan Bekli. You have to take the actual kli and put it into the well and get the water directly with that pail. Vinasan, but the word vinasan sounds like you should put it into the kli. Sounds like you've used a different kli and then you're going to put it into the pail. Amatlushin inu. It sounds like from there that it's solution that you have to, you can take it in another pail and then put it into the pail that you're going to mix in. Vahamachubaran inu. So what do you mean? The first line of the pasuk sounds like, Mayim Chaim says it sounds like you have to directly take it out of the pail. So which is it? Do you have to actually take the pail that you're going to mix in and put that into the well, or could you put it from another pail into that pail? So Elamaila, it must be that really you're allowed to put it from another pail. But Maila, the pasuk is alluding to a chumrah derabanan that you should try to do it in the same pail. It's a Maila, Hakanami Maila, and here too it is a Maila added on to the Kedushas Truma and the Kedushas Kachim. But really, it's not Meir Kretin. Period. We'll stop here and just have a few more lines, and then we get back to Inyani, the next Mishnah. It's all about what you could use for matzah. Getting back to serious hardcore Psachim issues. Okay? What's that? This year was a Zechan Ishmas. Rachel Bashlomo Zalman Halevi. Rachel Bashlomo Zalman Halevi.
What do you mean in Maila? The Rabbanan in the
Psalm. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that it's alluded to. I think Rashi says it. But it's
just mentions it. He
doesn't say it. But the other Rishonim say it's a Dinzer Rabbanan. That's alluded to in the Psalm. It's a Chumrah Rabbanan.